I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom.
What is up, everybody? Happy Friday Eve. It is Thursday afternoon and it is damn cold here in the upper Midwest, yes. But at least it is sunny. I'm Maggie Dawn, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. As I do every Thursday, I'm joined by my friend and co-host Tom Paulswitz, a two-time congressional candidate, Navy veteran, small business owner, and all-around reasonable guy. How's it going, Tom?
It's great to be here, but like you said, it's darn cold out there.
It is darn cold. I went to have a drink yesterday with my little buddy who's got the great show, Follows Mine, every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6. I met Dom Salvia at a joint right by the lakefront on the near south side of Milwaukee.
Ouch.
And I got out of the car. And I thought I was going to get blown away like I was Mary Poppins. It was so windy and so cold.
Yes.
But Tom, I did want to first of all say thank you for guest hosting the show over the Thanksgiving break. You did a capital job. And I also wanted to give you an opportunity because there's still time to give. We're 2 days after Giving Tuesday. But this week, I've given listeners the opportunity to shout out some of their favorite charities that they've either donated to in time or talents, or that they know of that they think are worthy of mention. And of course, Civic Media, we're supporting Giving Tuesday. You can go to civicmedia.us/giving. And we've got a list of some of our favorites, like statewide organizations as well as local ones. But I wanted to give you the chance, Tom. I know you've been always very involved in your community. If there were any organizations that you'd like to give a special shout out to this afternoon.
Yeah, I will shout out Courage MKE. I just think they're a fantastic
I called them out yesterday. They're one of my faves.
Yep, I had Brad, the executive director, on with me. He's just it's just such a needed space, and what they're doing is so
remind
important.
Folks what they do, what Courage MKE does.
What they do is they take at-risk LGBTQ kids and find a place for them to live and set them on a course for success, and that is especially hard to do. So yes. What a wonderful organization. So and just want to point them out again.
Show LGBTQIA plus youth some love, right?
Yes.
A love. A safe place and some affirmations. I think it's an amazing organization. Very proud of the work that Brad has done with that group. Again, that's Courage MKE. But again, Civic Media's got you covered. If that's not your cup of tea, just go to civicmedia.us/giving. And again, we've got a list of all of our favorite charities, both statewide and right there in your local communities. But Tom, fitting that we both have such support and affinity and love the organization Courage MKE. And one of the things that I wanted to speak with you today about was the oral arguments before the Supreme Court that occurred this week. In fact, just yesterday morning, it seems like it was many days ago, but that was just yesterday morning on a ban with no exceptions. Yes. That was put into place to prohibit all transgender, gender-affirming care to minors of any variety in the state of Tennessee. Those oral arguments had held before the Supreme Court on Wednesday morning. And at the root of the question is the law in and of itself gender discrimination, right? That's one of the threshold questions. And if it is, it gets heightened scrutiny, meaning it's likely going to have some constitutional hurdles, right? This is, if you've heard this stuff before, everybody, this is the difference between rational basis and strict scrutiny. There's sort of a mid-level scrutiny. It's called intermediate scrutiny if you're a legal wonk. And that's one of the big questions in this case is how do you review these laws? And it's important to note, before I turn it over to you, Tom, for some of your thoughts, that every single court that has reviewed these kinds of laws has found that intermediate scrutiny applies. But that is not what the Sixth Circuit, the Federal Appeals Court, concluded in this case that has now made its way to the Supreme Court. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals decided somewhat counterintuitively, like it's a law that prevents people from changing their genders through medical care that they discuss with their family and agree to with their health provider, but it's not gender discrimination, which just seems weird. But the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals declared that this law should be reviewed under a rational basis approach, which almost always leads to the outcome where the law is upheld. So with that as sort of the big picture, and also just this as perhaps even the bigger picture, I think Democrats have really struggled to have meaningful, nuanced discussions about issues relating to transgender care, especially for minors. And that what it's defaulted to is this sort of all or nothing approach, which is one of the things that I think is holding us back from having more productive dialogue about that. That's just kind of my two cents. And I'll just note this other fact about the case in Tennessee. It is also discriminatory because the sorts of therapies that they are attempting to ban in Tennessee can be prescribed and given to non-transgendered children. So I just want to be like, whether that's breast augmentations, cosmetic procedures, hormone therapy. Correct. Yep. All of those things can be given to children in the state of Tennessee as long as they are cisgendered. Cisgendered meaning your gender identity, who you think you are, conforms to the gender that you are assigned at birth or your natal gender. And that is this interest, like it is discrimination because it's one set of rules for children that are cisgendered and it's another set of rules that restrict the medical options available to trans kids. And to me, Tom, maybe that's where we can start this afternoon, because the idea that parents could order up big boobs for their cisgender daughter, but a kid that has...
Perfectly legal, by the way.
Right, yep. Perfectly legal, yep. That has genuine gender dysphoria as a trans woman, they can't have that kind of intervention. And that's an extreme example, right? But just your thoughts, Tom, as we approach this issue and whether you want to come in on the law of it or the bigger picture from how do we have better conversations about these issues?
I'm going to walk it back to the big picture for a minute. At least the way I think about it is, you know, what we're talking about is healthcare. And then what we're talking about is healthcare for minors. And when you think about who has the right to not only administer but also receive healthcare, is that that's a pretty much a given right. It doesn't mean we have affordability and accessibility necessarily, but there aren't a lot of laws that say what healthcare you can do and what you can withhold to an average person. You know, and I've had, my wife and I have some family members who have transitioned as youth. And, you know, these things, when I look at what happens in the process, this is not taken lightly. This isn't a spur of the moment decision. This isn't something that happens over, you know, even a 1 year time frame. This is a long time frame where there's lots of discussions, there's lots of exploratory conversations, not only from a healthcare standpoint, but also from a mental healthcare standpoint to say, is this really what you want? And the way I describe it, is this really who you are? And it's just allowing people to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans have insisted that this is the rail that they want to use to incite their base over and over and over again. I think the last number I saw was there was $123 million spent on ads, anti-trans ads, in the last campaign alone.
Well, and the one ad, right, that everyone talked about was Charlemagne the God and one of his co-hosts repeatedly saying Kamala Harris supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners and migrants that do not have legal status, basically played on loop. And all of the exit polling coming out of the election basically put this issue number three. It was inflation, the border, and this issue, which in and of itself tells you how the conversation has just gotten completely dominated by the extreme sort of polarizing ends of this spectrum. And despite the fact that trans people are a very tiny, tiny percentage of us,
yes,
this was the number three issue, not like the environment or gun regulation, right. Like trans healthcare for trans people, that somehow that's the thing that's got everybody
an
really
issue,
stirred
by
up.
The way, that has no impact on everyone else.
Correct.
No impact.
This
on
is
everyone
a really
this
big.
Is just a, this is just allowing people to live their lives the way they want to live their lives.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm joined every Thursday by Tom Paulsowitz. He sits in the co-host chair with me. Today, we're kicking off the show talking about the trans healthcare decision that was argued before the Supreme Court of the United States Wednesday. So as not to bury the lead, it appears based on just the Q&A that occurred during the oral argument that the Supreme Court's right-leaning conservative bloc is nearly certainly going to uphold Tennessee's wholesale, complete and total ban of trans care, transgender, gender-affirming care across the board. And again, this law doesn't apply to cisgendered kids who can still get every single medical intervention that is prohibited under the Tennessee law for transgendered kids. I don't know about you all, but that sure sounds like gender discrimination to me. I don't know what the hell else you would call it. And I think it's really interesting to point out that Neil Gorsuch wrote a decision a number of years ago about discrimination in the workplace against transgendered people. And he was pretty explicit about whether or not rules crafted just for transgendered people are in fact discriminatory. I'll tell you what Neil Gorsuch said then and what he may or may not have said yesterday when we come back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network with special co-host Tom Paulsowitz. We continue the discussion after these brief messages. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.